Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, sir, and will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Jamal?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. The survey is quite short, by the way. Let me open. Okay. First, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you so much. I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, sir? Or do you need me there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move on.
Question.
All right. For the statistical purposes, so I know we are speaking with different people of different ages. In what year were you born?
1970.
Thank you so much. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yeah, half.
Yeah, okay. You yourself, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Okay, what are we talking about, for me or?
No, your opinion. We're asking your opinion right now. How would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5. 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use a number from 1 to 5, okay? The higher the number,
okay,
the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavine.
Okay.
First item is better public transportation options. How much do you feel that...
5.
Yes.
Five.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
5 as well. Okay. Better street and road maintenance?
5.
5 as well. Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
That's a tough one because it depends on what they are. We've got too many fast food restaurants, so I'm not quite sure. It depends.
Sure, I mean, you can use any number from 1 to 5, depending on how you feel. Remember,
3.
The higher...
3.
Okay. And more parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
5, thank you. More dining and entertainment options?
5.
5, and one more. More good-paying jobs?
5.
5, okay, let's move on quickly. Okay, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Employed, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavine?
Too few.
Too few. Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavine?
Too few.
Too few as well. Okay, let's move on. Almost there. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavine.
Okay.
Would you like? Yes, sir. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Lavine?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is that yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you, sir. And would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Yes,
strongly,
sir? Strongly, okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Lavine?
Yes, strongly yes.
Strongly yes. Thank you so much. Or would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Levine?
Strongly yes.
Thank you. And one more. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levine?
Strongly no.
No, okay. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. In your own words, what type of a store or and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
So I've lived here for 20 years, and we've got way too many fast food chains. We need, like, nicer restaurants with more healthy options for people.
Okay, so let me enter that in your own words. Just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they don't build enough nice restaurants here because they don't think people here have money. And there are people here who have money and appreciate good food.
No, yeah, that's right. Okay. So would you would like to see more restaurants? Any restaurant that comes to mind that I can mention it here? Because I'm entering the information into the survey.
Just not fast food restaurants, like sit-down restaurants. They've got too many fast food restaurants.
So I would enter it like, I would like to see more restaurants, fine restaurants, I would add, but not fast food,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, fine dining, or it doesn't be fancy, but just not fast food drive-thrus. They've got way too many.
Too many of that. It's not healthy anyway.
No.
Okay. Fine restaurants and less fast food, right?
Yes.
Okay. But what I have entered for you is I would like to see more fine restaurants and less fast food restaurants, places. Would that be okay? Thank you, sir.
Yes. And a brewery would be nice. There's breweries out here.
I second that. Okay. Switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all, in your opinion?
I mean, it's not a problem for me, but I think it's a problem for a lot of other families.
Correct. I mean, this is in general question. So would you consider
it a
very, very big problem, fairly big, moderate, slight problem? No.
Fairly big.
Fairly big. Very well. Next question. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, and apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is that a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I have no answer to that because I've not been looking in this area for a home.
So you wouldn't know? Would that be correct?
I own my home. I've owned the same home for 20 years. I have not looking for a new home. So
you are not in the market.
So I
understand.
No.
Thank you so much. Let's move on. And I'm still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine? Yes or no?
I guess yes.
Okay, the options are strongly yes or somewhat yes. Would that be
somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes, okay, thank you. And would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Strong no.
Strong no, okay. And would you like to see more single-family detached homes?
Not really, no. Strong no.
No, okay. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
Strong no.
No, okay. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
More than 20. Thank you, sir. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
No, I own.
Own, correct. You mentioned that before. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you favor or oppose
no,
that?
No, strongly not oppose it. There's too many
strongly, strongly oppose, okay.
Yep.
And next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Next is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Very well. Almost done. And next suggestion or proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Favor or oppose?
Say that again.
Yes. To repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
I'm neutral because I'm not, it would depend where and what stores they were going to repurpose. So
okay, so you wouldn't have an answer for that one?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, very well. So don't know, oh, you don't have an answer? Okay, next one is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Would you favor or oppose that proposal?
I don't think there really needs to be any more new housing out here because I feel like it's overbuilt. So all those questions for new housing out here are probably going to be a no for me pretty strongly.
So you strongly oppose that one or somewhat oppose?
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Just one more, sir. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oh, once again, strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Very well. Let's move on and start wrapping things up. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
I'm sorry, you said what now?
The last year of schooling that you completed.
I have a master's degree.
Master's? Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000. $75,001 to $100,000, $100,001 to $125,000, more than $125,000.
More than $125,000.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
J-A-M-A-L.
Thank you, sir. Just verifying it. We already had it. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation and your valuable time. Good night, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.